I am one of those Ugandans who believe that we should follow what God created and the rules of nature first. And I'm a doctor by profession. I'm not somebody who has not gone to school. I've been to school. Our president is a bit careful with this law, but the president was saying that there are so many people out there, even in the Paris where you stay, who enjoy homosexuality. I don't know. Am I right or not? In France and everywhere in Europe, in America, I'm told there are some people there who are very interesting. They want to sleep with men when they are men. True or false?
There are some people in Europe who are homosexual, yes.
But here in Uganda, we haven't been seeing them quite often, but they're also coming up, and we know there are some people who are recruiting our children. And we feel we don't want our president to support a law that is going to accept our children to be molested by those who are doing homosexuality here. And I think there he agrees with us, because we say, why should anybody come and change my kid to become homosexual when for me, I want my kid to start producing children, to inherit my property? Point number two, the president does not believe in the promotion of homosexuality, because here in Uganda and Africa at large, when you want to sleep with your wife, you want to hide yourself in the house, whatever happens there, it happens. But this thing of going kissing everybody by the roadside, it does not work here for us. The people here don't want it. They say sex is very sacred. So he says anybody promoting it by the roadside is not very good. We are saying nobody should come with money to our country to start recruiting those disadvantaged people who don't have the money into homosexuality. However, our president is saying that there are some people who have opted to go into hotels and they are sleeping together and they are very adults and they have consented. He says we shouldn't tamper with them. And we have also agreed.
You've said that this is about penalties for recruitment of children and exploiting financially vulnerable young people. Doesn't Uganda have laws against paedophilia?
We as Ugandans, we are saying, if anybody is a homosexual, please, do not tamper with my son. I want to have grandchildren when I'm dead, even when I'm still alive. So we don't have the law against that one. It is there, but it's very weak. If they are going to do their things over there, they should be doing it as adults, and people should consent. That's what the president has told us.
There's an implicit argument that you're making that homosexuals want to recruit children. I would suggest that they don't necessarily want to recruit children.
For us, we are saying that the homosexuals, actually, when you go to the real homosexuality, it does not produce children, because these are fellas who are going to a wrong address. And I think you agree with me. We are saying for us as Ugandans, some of us are very committed, we have taken trouble to produce children.
If homosexuals don't want to have children, surely that's their choice.
Everybody has got a choice not to produce children. If you don't tamper with my children, that's what we are saying. What we have put in this new law, we are saying if adults have consented, period, there's no problem. We shall not harass them. But what we don't want them to do is we do not want them to recruit our children into homosexuality. And this one is a very serious statement from me. I am talking as a Ugandan. I will remain in this country. We shall protect this country because we feel that children should be given a chance to take their own choices, and we must protect children until when they have become adults.
Won't this law also discriminate against gay people?
We do not discriminate against gay people for you. I can tell you, even in Uganda, when they are very sick, they go to every hospital and they get treatment. But what the Ugandans are saying, not to do it on very vulnerable people, not to do it on children, because we have seen this thing coming into schools.